T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, March 15th. Investigations continue into whether or not the design of Boeing's 737 jets could be the cause of 2 deadly aircraft crashes within months.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it could be weeks at the very least before it allows airlines to once again fly the Boeing-made 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9 jets. The U.S. government Wednesday ordered the planes be grounded after other countries, including Canada, did, fearing a malfunction or flaw with the new style planes could be responsible for one crashing in Ethiopia this week and another crashing months ago in Indonesia. Boeing says a software update is forthcoming for the aircraft's computers, but has not defined what problem, if any, could have caused the crashes. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Yesterday morning, Kansas Congressman Ron Estes spoke on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives in the nation's capital, honoring the late president of Wichita State University, Dr. John Bardo.
Last July, Dr. Bardo was invited to come and testify before the House Education and Workforce Committee about Wichita State's leadership and innovation. As a member of the committee at the time, I'll never forget the pride Dr. Bardo showed for the university and our community, and I know Shockers are better off because of his leadership, passion, and vision. I ask my colleagues to join me in praying for the Bardo family.
Dr. Bardo passed away Tuesday at the age of 70. It's been an eventful spring break week for the Field Station Dinosaurs Park in Derby. On Wednesday, high winds toppled a 3,000-pound stegosaurus. Then yesterday came word that metal thieves have struck. Copper is missing from the lights in the parking lot. Will passenger train service ever return to Wichita? City Council member Cindy Claycomb says Amtrak needs to know some cost numbers on any potential before returning to Wichita.
What kind of track work needs to be done, particularly between Newton and Mulvane? What kind of platform work needs to be done, to get people on and off the train? So what kind of safety issues might there be? So just what are those capital costs of getting those things done?
New weather.
Officials with the city of Wichita met with Amtrak on a recent visit to Washington, D.C. Coming up on 6:34 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's check that weather forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. After a very active winter weather pattern with one storm system after another, we finally get a break for about the next 4 days. Sunny this afternoon with a high 49. Tonight's going to be clear and near 30 for the low. Sunny warmer on Saturday afternoon, our high near 60, and upper 50s near 60 again on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northwest. It is 34 degrees. It's 6:34 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And this is a big day in Wichita. It's the 44th annual Blarney Breakfast underway at Old Chicago East location near Kellogg and Rock. Our correspondent Steve McIntosh is live on the scene, and I'm sure things are really getting revved up, Steve.
Oh, we have a party going on down here celebrating St. Patrick's Day for the 44th annual Original Blarney Breakfast. I have a special guest with us this hour, and that is Wichita City Council member Brian Fry. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Is this early for you?
Never. I'm usually up at the crack of dawn.
Good for you. Now, you just got back from Washington, D.C. What did you tell them? I know you told them what to do, right?
Oh, we told them how important Wichita is to the state of Kansas and to the heart of the nation.
You know, one thing I was talking about with somebody a while ago is events like this take so many volunteers. Wichita is such a volunteer town.
We do. It's a very giving community. And people step up and support great causes, and Rainbows is one of those.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. I know he needs to talk to somebody else here. That's the Wichita City Council member, Brian Fry. Hey, we got some excitement going on. Oh, you're serving coffee, right?
Yes, sir. Coffee, water, we got you taken care of.
Okay, it's a celebrity coffee thing. If you take a cup from him, you put some money in the tip jar. Now, those tip jars, Sean Tarbell from Davis Moore, he's matching the tips. And that they collect in the tips jar, and all that goes, of course, for Rainbows United. Those are the people we're trying to help with this great annual event, the Blarney Breakfast. Now here are three guys coming in with bagpipes. And I know, Ted, that you are such a fan of bagpipes. You've got all the CDs with all the big, great bagpipers, and it's a great deal. It's because you've got that Irish. Now, you and I are more Scotch, but Irish is okay, I guess, huh?
I love the pipes.
The pipes.
The pipes are calling.
Oh, got great things going on in here. We can, if you come in and you've got a ticket, you can register for the Chris Stapleton tickets, the August 22nd concert at Interest Bank Arena. If you've got a ticket, they're going to put it in a jar and have a drawing a while from now. I'm looking at a young woman in front of me here at the bar. She is eating some of the finest looking pancakes. And she's got pancakes. I don't want to make you and Jad hungry, okay? Pancakes drenched in syrup.
Gosh.
You've got fluffy golden scrambled eggs. You've got hash. You've got bacon, sausage, everything you need right there. Wow, how about that?
Well, that sounds tasty.
It is tasty. There's no doubt about it. Michelle Eastman from Rainbows United is across the bar. Let's talk to her real quick.
Oh yeah,
this is a great thing for Rainbows. Talk about Rainbows a little bit.
Sure. Rainbows is 100% local, not-for-profit right here in Sedgwick and Butler County. We serve children with special needs and their families.
How many years have you been doing this?
13 years.
But... You don't look old enough to do that, sure.
Well, thanks. The Blarney is just a super fun community event that really makes a difference in the lives of our friends and neighbors.
Thank you so much, and we'll be talking to you later. Michelle Eastman with Rainbows United this morning, and that's why we're here, Ted, to help out and people who have some special needs. And I'll tell you what, places, people coming in the door, if you want to get in, you better get down here. We're going on until 9:30, and there's going to be a lot of exciting things going on. We've got some great sponsors this year, such as Dunkin' Donuts, Chris Cakes of Wichita. We've got Spirit Aero Systems, Vornado Air, just a few to name for you. And, this is exciting. This is a place to be in Wichita on the day or the 2 days before St. Patrick's Day, the Blarney Breakfast.
Now, we do need to clear up the DNA. You're more Scotch. I've got Irish.
Yeah. So the McIntosh, you know, but my mother's name was Smith, and I'm probably more German than Scotch, but I'm claiming Scotch, and you're claiming the Irish, and if you're an American, Ted, as my dad used to say, you're probably Heinz 57 variety.
Yeah, my great grandmother was Agnes McGarry.
All right. Well, then you know how to do the Irish dancing, I'm sure.
But
you do.
Oh yeah, just keep your arms straight and move your feet.
Well, you know, it's exactly. You know what? And that kind of thing, I could probably do. Just bounce up and down. With my arms at my side, that's what I used to do in basketball on defense.
Well, yeah, see, you know how to do it.
It works real well.
It's the Irish zone defense.
The Irish zone defense.
Perfected by you 50 years ago.
Get your hands up.
All right, well, sounds like you're having a great time, and we'll check in with you again shortly. Thanks, Steve.
Are we going to talk again here in about 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll go.
It's the 44th annual Original Barney Breakfast, and we're at Old Chicago, Kellogg and Rock Road till 9:30. All right, Ted?
Sounds good. We'll check in with Steve again shortly. But, of course, we always at this every weekday morning, we get the commodities update. Let's get that great information from Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. Well, Thursday, the live cattle futures traded higher and also closed positive. The cattle complex has not yet recovered all the losses from Monday and Tuesday. Cash cattle trade this week has been mostly at $127, down a dollar from the two previous weeks. The cattle slaughter yesterday was only 99,000 head due to the weather conditions, and the lean hog futures continued to trade and close higher yesterday. The deferred contracts are still making new contract highs. At the close, April live cattle, 72 cents higher at 127.40. April feeder cattle up 52 cents at 144.65. And April lean hogs, $2.32 higher at 65.80. Now, news-wise, Thursday was a quiet trading session for the wheat, corn, and soybeans. The nearby wheat and corn and soybeans had their highest trade of the past 5 to 6 trading sessions. Now, only the corn futures and Chicago wheat closed positive yesterday, and margin requirements for wheat futures will be increased as of today. At the moment, May KC wheat's down a half a penny at 436, May corn's unchanged at 370 and a quarter, and May soybeans up 2 1/4 cents at $9.75. April crude oil trading 8 cents lower, 58.53. April gold, $8.70 higher, 1303.80. The June S&P, 12.5 points higher, 28.24 3/4. The June dollar index, 14 cents lower, 96.10. And June Dow Jones futures, 119 points higher, 25,862. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, we dispatched Steve McIntosh out to the Blarney breakfast this morning, and he was describing all that sausage and bacon and eggs and pancakes. And what do you think the odds are that Jad and me are going to get any of that?
Probably a zero to none.
I believe you are correct. I don't have any faith at all that Steve is going to get any of that food back here to me or Jad.
Yeah, that sure sounds good, too.
Boy, doesn't it? Oh, man. I could use some of that here. Well, but, you know, really, let's face it, Tom, every day is Blarney with Steve McIntosh. Because that's mostly what he's spewing.
Can't hardly argue with that, can I, Ted?
I don't think you can. All right. Thanks, Tom. Have a great weekend. That's the Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Great information every weekday morning at this time from Tom. It's 6:42 with Steve and Ted in the morning. We'll take a break, and we'll check in with Mac again out at the Blarney Breakfast coming up on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And don't forget, should I pay off that student loan, money tracker Don Grant will be dropping by and discuss that as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.